We know you guys liked our Dungeons & Dragons, the first one, so we did a series. If you haven't listened to the first part of this, check the description for the previous episode, because we are working with Dungeons & Dragons to create a five-part series. Thank you to Dungeons & Dragons for sponsoring us. New episodes will go live as bonus episodes every Monday, US time. And if you guys enjoy this episode and want to start your own adventure, click the link in the description to head to the Amazon store. And we're also joined today by our Dungeon Master again, Dave from the Dragon back. Friends.
It's Dave!
Thank you for putting up.
Thank you for not firing me.
And you've still got
no
a job
for now. No one else
can
actually save us when we screw up the story, so.
Do not let me be blind, Dave. Get rid of my blindness.
All right, we're ready to play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's jump right back in.
All right.
The adventurers are back at it.
A short day's ride west from the town of Longsettle finds the Ivy Mansion. Proud mansion with a sad history, once the family home of the Harpel Wizarding family, now in a state of proud decay. The cool, handsome, funny, smart adventure gang have made their way here on a quest for the Moravian widow Anatolia Grimm to find a magical golden ring and bring it back to her, an heirloom of that is priceless to her for its sentimental value. But you are not the only ones on the case. The Red Lancers have also sent out a junior adventuring party to retrieve the ring. Whoever finds it will win the widow's favor and all of her future business. To make things difficult, you have arrived late, having gotten lost in the woods, had a small digression where you fought goblins for a while, and Kaskin, you are currently blind, having tried to lockpick a trapdoor with a spear.
Oh,
and
yes.
As your eyes go dark, you suddenly realize that this is a dangerous place to not be able to see.
I kind of kick back after hitting, like having this this green mist spray all over my face, and I'm like reaching back in my backpack looking for a health potion, and I finally find one, and I just open it up and splash it all over my face, trying to get rid of the blindness.
You waste a health potion.
I throw it down. I throw down the glass.
That doesn't work in video games. Why did you think that would work?
I throw it down and I say, damn, and I'm kind of got my hands out in front of me, and I said, did I open the lock? Did I open the lock? And I'm like looking for my friends to help me.
Push him away from it, just try and sit him down so he doesn't hurt himself. He's blinded.
Okay, it's magical blindness. You've heard about this before. It's never happened to you. You feel like your eyesight will come back, but it's going to take some time. So while you're blinded, just so you know, Cray, it means that anytime I ask you to roll for anything, you roll twice and you tell me the lowest number.
anything that
would involve vision, basically.
That is crazy. I look towards Jenny, my companion, blind, looking like kind of pasta, and I say, "You're gonna have to piggyback me. You're gonna have to piggyback me."
I point at Yark and say, "You take him. You carry."
Is there any other? Can I investigate again? Is there any other information I can kind of get from the lock now that we've tried both our best methods for trying to get it open?
Yeah, make an investigation check.
That is a 11.
An 11. You see that there are scratches around the door that look like some kind of animal has been at it a little bit before the grass grew over it. You also see that the lock is a peculiar shape, and you feel like you would recognize the key on sight if you saw it. You're pretty confident if you can find the key.
Okay.
You'll know it when you see
it. Can I do? Yep.
And while this is happening, can everybody make for me a perception check? Kaskin, of course, yours with disadvantage.
Yep.
I rolled 11.
Okay.
I got 10.
Okay, so Jenny, while this is happening, you spot something out of the corner of your eye, which is that, unbeknownst to Kaskin, some kind of what looks like a sort of strange little creature, like a little sort of imp, I suppose, has creeped up behind Kaskin. And before you can say anything, it reaches forward and it plucks at Kaskin's belt and it pulls away with Caskin's dagger, which is a fine silver dagger.
What was that?
Quite fancy dagger that Caskin has on a bright, shiny scabbard. And it pulls at the dagger, and it suddenly, you sort of... do you say anything? Caskin's not noticed.
What's happening?
I wouldn't say anything because it's hilarious, but... I want to know why this thing is here, so I try to, like, I don't know, like, persuade it to talk to me or, like, just...
So as you try to warn the creature, which is a devilkin, it gets startled by this, but it pulls the dagger free and it flies...
He's got a knife!
And it flies quickly up to the ruined...
What was that?
To the ruined tower. So this, as I said, there's the tallest part of the ruins is a tower, and it flies up to the top of it.
Oh my god!
I'm sitting down in the mud, and I'm just like bewildering looking, and I'm like touching my chest, and I look down, and I notice my dagger's gone. I said, "Do I have my dagger in my hand, or what's happening?"
Huh? Well, Jenny, you're the only Hello, Jenny's buddy, the one that's talking. That?
Yeah, and you've and Jenny's seen where it went.
Jenny,
well.
What happened?
Help me, Jenny.
Yeah, so something took it. Should be more careful next time.
It was a... make me an insight check if you want, Jenny, because you saw this.
Oh, okay. 13.
I'm crying in the mud.
Okay, so you recognize this is a fey creature, a creature from the fairy realms. Called a devilkin, which are sort of magical creatures that are often made as a result of magical experimentation. They're often attracted to shiny things, which is probably why it's stolen the dagger.
Jenny, did you see where it went?
It went up and up the tower. Up the tower. Well, nothing I can do about it.
Well, we don't have that. Is there a way we can do a bit of a search for the key?
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you want to search?
Just in the... Can I observe anything? Is there anything that particular that stands out to me when I'm looking around where a key might be?
The grass is quite... Mm. It would take a while. You can certainly do it, but it would take a better part of a day to sort of comb the grass if you think that it's fallen in the grass. The other areas that are interesting is there's a couple of ruined rooms at the back of the... what used to be the mansion, and there the tower is still accessible. If you the stairs have gone out, but you could probably climb it.
Let's head towards the tower and see if we can climb up there somehow.
Okay, so you head towards the tower. As I said,
I kind of drag Caskin along with me because he's got no idea what's happening.
Yeah, I'm being led towards the tower.
Where are we going?
Where's my dagger? Where's my dagger?
Your sight hasn't come back yet, but Yark, you're sort of—it's quite a cute image, really, like the dwarf.
Oh yeah, he's just completely laid down in the mud. I'm just dragging him through it by his collar.
No,
you were so cool, Cray, last episode.
I wiped it all to shit. That's what happened.
I can't see. I need my stunning good looks.
You make your way to the tower. The inside. Spire winding wooden stairs have rotten through, but the stones look climbable, or if you have any other means of flying or levitating, you might be able to get up there. And it looks like the top floor of it still has a floor that is in working order, if you can get up there.
I get up to my feet. I get up and I brush Yuck's hand away from me.
Yusk?
I can barely speak, and I look down at Yuck and I say, "What's in front of me, Yuck? What's
he's
in front of me?" And
I'm me. Standing he's actually in front of way like to me, staring at like a bit of.
Yeah, I'm actually staring at the climbable part, and I say, "Yuck, just tell me what's in front of me, Yuck. What's
there,
in front of me?
Is there any way we can get up by using a spell potentially? Does Jenny, do you have anything that might be able to get us up there?
Maybe we
Where
could craft something or improv. I don't know. What are you saying?
Your spells, because you're only third level at the moment. You've got Mage Hand, which is a kind of a ghostly hand that can do things for you.
I am quite light. You can try and boost me up there with your ghost.
No, you're not that light. Not even Lanlin would be that light. But that's useful for levitating small objects. Other than that, I think you all have standard adventuring kits, which means you'll have things like rope, possibly climbing.
Okay, can I attempt to throw a rope and try and connect it to something so that I can kind of pull myself up there?
Yeah, sure. So you grab 50 foot of rope. It's only about 40 feet up. And you need to make for me a... let's call this a dexterity check.
Let's do that. Oh, that's a 20.
Oh, okay, great. So you quickly craft a lasso and you swing it up and you find an old beam that looks sturdy and not completely rotten through. And you expertly lasso it, and you test the rope, and it seems sturdy.
I'm gonna start climbing up. I don't know how I'm gonna get Kaskin up because you're still blind. Can I kind of feed?
if you don't tell Kaskin,
how high up is the wall?
Down there,
40 feet.
How high up?
40 feet.
It's still quite high. If you fall, you're gonna hurt yourself.
I can't run.
If I feed you the rope, you can just climb up.
I sprint towards the wall, and I like kind of pivot my foot up, jumping into the air, trying to grab up
to
something because I realized kind of like
throw your hands up and grab something.
Yes, because I'm amazing. I'm an athlete, and I jump up and I go up even though I'm blind.
Do you? Let's see if you do. Make an acrobatics check for me.
Okay, and I have to roll twice, don't I?
It's quite high, so I feel like you're going to have potential to injure yourself. So
I hit a 5.
Okay. Kaskin realizes that Yark's doing something and determined not to be outdone, you grab your spear and you pivot on it and you use it actually to wedge yourself up. And you do a flip as you go high up with one hand, swing on a rock, and you swing into the side of the tower, brain yourself on it, and fall down to the ground again, taking 8 points
God.
Of damage.
In front of Jenny.
8 points.
Blindly grab onto a rope.
Oh my god.
Now make for me quickly a acrobatics check as well, Yark, if you're climbing the rope.
Oh god, it's a 6. Oh,
also,
yes.
No athletics, it should be.
Okay. Oh, thank god. 19.
Okay, so you climb. Well, you don't even pay any attention to Kaskin. You just hear a shriek and a whimper and a collapse behind you as you. Like a sturdy little dwarf rogue, you just make your way up the tower hand over hand over hand, and you climb 40 feet up, and the wind is getting quite cold as you make your way up. And you look down, and for all of this ruin, it's a big drop now where you are, but you peer over the side of the wood, and you can see that you're in what looks like some kind of nest. There is... Some creature has dragged a lot of garbage and refuse and made a nest. And that creature you can see, it's a little impish looking creature. It's the same one that Jani saw. And it's staring at you. Oh, and there are things glittering as well all through the nest. Some of it garbage, some of it looking more interesting.
Treasures and stuff.
And
yeah.
That's right. And the creature is looking at you inquisitively at the moment. It hasn't decided what it thinks of you yet.
Okay. Can I aggressively just pull out my dagger?
Before you do that, I just want to know, Jani, are you doing anything? Are you following
I'm like
up
looking
the road?
Down as I have my dagger out.
Are you looking after Kaskin? Or are you
I'm on my back, and I'm holding Jani's leg.
Yeah.
On my back, and I'm grabbing, and I say, don't leave me!
Jani's pretty occupied.
I say, yeah, carry on. And you investigate what's happening. You do with it. And I look down at this guy.
Noticing that my partners aren't going to climb the rope, I kind of aggressively, like, puff my chest and draw my dagger and yell at him to give back the dagger he stole.
Okay, so this is this tiny little fey creature. Yeah. You puff out your chest and you're bigger than it, and you breathe in and you yell as loud as you can to try and startle it, drawing your knife. The devilkin looks at you and its eyes go white with fear. And then it opens its mouth, and it's full of tiny barbed teeth, and its mouth opens far wider than it looks like it should be possible. And it screams a psychic scream at you. Make a wisdom saving throw, Yark.
What was that? What was that?
It's a 3.
Okay, a three. You are paralyzed.
Oh, God!
As it, in fear, as it attacks you, and it takes the opportunity while you're paralyzed to attack, and you take 6 points of damage as we go into combat, and it gets to go immediately again. Because
Because
of the I'm sorry. Yeah. Because of the paralysis. So you start as you start to be attacked. So the Devilkin attacks you once more, and it hits you again, and you take another, this time 7 points of damage.
Oh.
It attacks you with its barbed tail.
Oh no!
Screeching at you because you're in its nest. Yark, you're up next.
Can I kind of lean over the edge back down at my fire's go, help! Just the attack.
I think, like, it's the cartoon version of it, right? So, Jani, as you look up, you suddenly see Yark go, help! And then you see, like, a leathery hand grab him by his hair and pull him into the nest.
Assuming...
You can have an action as well.
Assuming that, that even if they do come up, they're going to take a while, I'm going to go for a dagger attack.
Make an attack. It's not distracted. It's only paying attention to you. So unfortunately, this isn't a sneak attack.
But just out of reaction, I'm just going to use my dagger. I'm going to go for a. So that's 13.
13. All right. It's so small. It's hard to get a purchase on it. You're stabbing blindly. You're still a bit disoriented, and you can't quite reach it. Kaskin, you're up next.
I suddenly hearing that Yuck is in trouble, I kick up to my feet, blind. So I do like a little kick up without like my feet touching the ground until I'm at my feet. And I kind of blindly for a moment look for the rope and I grab it. Is there a counterweight on the other side of the rope or is it merely just tied attached. Off?
It's tied to a very heavy beam at the moment. But yeah, but it's not counterweighted, no.
Okay, so I'll kind of like shimmy up as quickly as I can because I'm acrobatic. I just shimmy all the way up. I try to almost shoot from the ground and fly up into the air as far as I can.
Well, blind. All right. Blind. You don't need sight. You don't need sight to go up a rope. So
true.
Make an normal athletics check without disadvantage.
Okay. Oh, you joke. I got a 7.
Oh, no. You start to go up, and yeah, you're making good time up the rope, but unfortunately, as you go across a windowed archway, you don't notice, and you hit your head against the top of the window, and you fall down and take another 2 points of damage. Jenny, you're up.
I look to Kaskin and I sigh, then I grab the rope and get up it myself to try to help Yuck.
Cool, you can make your check, which is athletics as well.
As she does this, I say, Jenny, help me! Jenny, help me, please!
I laugh and get roll a 17.
17, all right. Very quickly and efficiently, Jenny heads up the rope and gets up onto the nest. That's your action, however.
Yeah.
And the little imp, the Devilkin, attacks Yark again. It really is just angry at Yark because Yark shouted at it. And you take another 7 points of damage, Yark. How much life have you got?
Oh, man.
I've got 10 left.
Oh, my God.
That.
All right. Oh. But it's now Yark's go.
Okay. If I... So I've only got one action.
You can drinking a potion is a bonus action, but yeah.
What about... So what if I was to throw something from my backpack?
It depends how big it is. If it's a really small thing...
I've got a shiny belt. What if I were to throw that behind him to try and an attempt to like kind of distract him a bit?
That's really cool. You can do that as a bonus action, yeah. Because you're not trying to hit anything.
Yeah, I'm going to... Because I saw all the shiny things around him, so I quickly look into my backpack and find a bell, and I launch it behind him as hard as I can.
Yeah, the bell, yeah. So the bell rings, and the light catches it, and he can't help himself. He's instantly distracted, and his eyes follow it, and for a moment, you see an opening.
And then I'd like to do a stealth crossbow attack now that he's distracted.
Yep.
He's got a bit of distance as well. And I roll... A 15.
Yeah, 15 hits.
Nice. How much does that do?
The crossbow damage, and then you add the sneak damage as well.
Oh, okay. So that's a 9. Oh, it's a 8.
8 total.
8 plus the wait. So do I add that to the
stealth damage as well? Yeah.
Jesus.
Wait, what did I roll for? I rolled the 15, so 23.
No. Whoa. So you said so you rolled an 8 plus 12. The highest you could have rolled was a 20.
Oh. Wait, so my second roll was eight. So what am I adding that to?
Okay, I'll do it for you. But it's the... yeah, so your crossbow is d6 plus 2. Oh my god, which is 5. And then onto that, you add 2d6, which is another 11. So it's 16 points of damage.
16.
And that's not enough to kill the devilkin, but it clips the wings. And the devilkin drops to the ground and it can't fly. And it's murderous rage in its eyes, but it's looking quite hurt. Kaskin, you're up next, I'm afraid.
I almost like breakdance spin to my feet. I breakdance.
Climb! And I stay down.
And blindly, I beg you.
Blindly, I look around and I find the rope again. And this time, instead of shooting up, I go a little bit slower up to the top. Okay. A little bit slower, but I'm climbing up.
Another athletics check.
Okay. You're joking, I hit an 8.
Oh my god. All right, down you go again. The same window you hit. And you take another 4 points.
Oh my god.
As the battle of Kaskin versus window continues.
How much health are you on?
I'm on 14 out of 28.
Now, Jani, you have got to the top. This is your moment. You can see the creature that Yark is fighting.
I'd like to, seeing it's weak and quite helpless, I'd like to speak to it, like telepathically, because I think I have that mind link thing.
You have the charm person, I think, as a spell or an ability. So you, this isn't actually a person, but you can, you can try and talk to the,
I know I can speak to creatures, so
actually it speaks Infernal and you speak Infernal, so you can actually talk to this creature.
Oh, okay, cool. So I'd like to speak to this creature.
As a quarry, you can actually speak some fey languages and abyssal languages. So what do you want to say to it?
I'd like to calm it down and ask him to help us find the key, I suppose. And Forgive Yark for his... maybe just forgive Yark and help us. I don't know.
All right, make for me a charisma check.
Come on, Fruity!
Is the persuasion one?
It's you can do persuasion, that's fine.
Okay.
It's all on you.
Oh, 14.
Mm. 14. It looks at you and it's a bit scared as you sort of try to calm it down and let it realize it doesn't need to fight you. And did you say you need a key? You want the key?
I mean, it has a lot of stuff, so I assume that it might have stolen the key.
You tell it you've just come for a key. And it looks at you, and it looks at the bell again, and it looks back as if it's asking if it can keep the bell.
Yes, you can keep the bell.
Just get the key. You can do a trade.
The bell.
It's the creature... looks a bit scared and it tries, like it's making a decision, and then it dives under some filthy blankets and it pulls out a big iron key that Yark, you recognize, is definitely the key.
That's it, that's the key. that'll fit.
And it holds it out to Jani.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
What's happening?
I take the key.
All right, you take the key. Congratulations. And you look down and you can see a mildly concussed Kaskin lying out of the town.
Oh my god. All right, let's head back down then.
All right, so you're going
to negotiate the key.
You head down the rope and you make your way down past Kaskin and head back to the trapdoor, and you test the key, and there's a click and it opens wide, revealing steps leading down into the dark.
Do we, how many health potions have we got at the start?
So don't forget the Kaskin panicked and poured one into his eyes.
Okay, so you waste. Did we get one each? Yeah. Is that what we bought? How much do they restore?
They restore 2d4 plus 4. I can roll it for you if you want. So if you want to drink what yours now, you get 11 hit points back.
Oh, I think I need to. I'm only on 10, and I don't think we're going to get an opportunity to rest since we're kind of in a rush. So I think I'm going to use mine.
So that leaves the party with one healing potion left.
Oh god. Yeah. So I'll take 11 back. So that'll.
So are we all in front of the trap door right now?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, I look to both of my companions and I say, what's down there? What do you see?
Well, I mean, look is a subjective word, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm actually staring straight at a brick wall and I say, what's down there?
Can we kind of investigate? Is there anything we can see by just looking down?
No, it's too dark. Does anybody have... Actually, you're a dwarf. And I think...
I should have...
I think dwarves...
Dark,
in fact, maybe also Jenny does. But
I think I can light up stuff.
I also have a tinder box in my inventory, which I could maybe use.
Spell,
to light something.
I think. I remember lit up a thing. Like, create 4 torch-sized lights. Yeah.
Yes, so just as Yark is getting excited that he's going to be able to use his dark vision, Jani quickly says something in the quarry, magical tongue, and 4 tiny, like, will-o'-the-wisps blink into existence, slowly orbiting around Jani as she walks down the steps.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm cool.
That is cool. So,
all right, well, we'll follow Jani then, since it seems to be...
Okay, so it's enough for everybody to see, and Jani, you make your
Keskin.
Everyone is being
legged at work. we just pull Keskin down.
And I'm really sorry, but yeah, your sight has not yet returned.
God damn it! Damn it!
And my hands are tied by the rules. So you make your way into what looks like a kind of old. Sort of like a ruined kind of dungeon space. It's a stone cut corridor that leads to the north underneath the ruins. There's a doorway leading off to the west and a big arch further to the north.
Can we head towards the doorway?
Mm-hmm. You make your way. The door's closed. It's a wooden door. Everything here looks pretty undisturbed. The destruction of the house upstairs never found this space, possibly because the people that destroyed the house didn't know it existed.
Is there anything we can? Is there anything else we can gather just from having a look around and investigating?
Yeah, as a thief, you could look at the door. It's what you need to do is make an investigation check for me.
Yep, that is a 13.
It's hard to say. You won't know until you open it. But you think that it's not trapped, and it doesn't seem to be locked.
Oh, I kind of turned back to my party. I think I might be able to get this door open, but we were warned about potential traps earlier. Do you want me to? I kind of look at Keskin as he's just
staring
like,
at
waving around, staring into nothing.
Keskin's like, there's a door? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know where I am at all.
All of this is
new
information.
Do you want me to maybe get this door open? Do you want me to attempt to get us in there?
I say one word only. A potion!
Okay, we're not wasting a potion on you, so... Do you want me to open the door?
Yes, and it doesn't seem like there's any other option.
Okay, you know what, I'm just gonna. Yeah, let's. Can I? Was the door locked? Sorry?
Open it carefully.
No, it didn't seem to be locked.
Open it carefully. Can I kind of like very easily? Yeah, kind of carefully, just ease open the door.
Is everyone staying back?
Yeah, I'm way back.
It's
I'm
just
blind.
Me ahead. Yeah, it's just me. Yeah, just me forward because they're. Yeah.
Oh god, that's
Jenny's kind
sound.
Of just. Cradling.
I'm always going to ask them, Craig, just so that when it is trapped, you won't know. But the gingerly, you hit the latch, and the door clicks open, and it opens into a small room, 10 feet by 10 feet. There's a stone bench on the far side of the room, and sitting on that bench is a brass banded treasure chest made of oak.
Oh,
the treasure chest, the lock of it is open, and it's sitting with its curved roof open, and there is a plush pillow inside the chest, and sitting on the pillow is a gold ring.
Does anyone need any rings? Do we even need
that's what we're looking for.
That's what we're here for.
Oh, of course.
But
I found it. I kind of turned back. The ring. I think I've found it. Oh god. Okay, I kind of
I'm blind,
I kind
dude.
Of ease forward Because you're blind back there. So I kind of just...
you're doing that.
I kind of like and, step forward as carefully as I can, trying to observe anything along the way, if anything like sticks out to me.
Okay, you want to make another investigation check? But you and Jenny can both make... I mean, to be honest.
At the moment, Kaskin's crying on my shoulder, wondering if he's ever going to be beautiful again.
He's not paying attention.
So I'm not exactly there.
In that case, I'm afraid, Yark, it's all up to you.
Okay. I have rolled... 11.
There's nothing you can see. There's something ominous, right, about it.
Yeah.
But there's you look for mechanical traps, little grills where gas might come out, little holes in the walls that might shoot darts. You can't see. The floor definitely doesn't have a trapdoor in it. It doesn't seem like the room has any kind of mechanical traps.
After observing, I kind of just kind of like ease off my suspicion and kind of just stand up a bit more and just walk over towards it.
Okay, great.
Towards the ring.
You gonna get the ring?
Yeah, I'm gonna grab it. I'm gonna pull it up and raise it up and turn around. You know, I got it.
You grab the ring.
I've got the ring.
You grab the ring and make to turn around to triumphantly hold it above your head, and you realize suddenly your hand is stuck. And now that you're touching the red pillow, it's got a kind of viscous, sticky feel to it, and it's enveloping your hand. And as you turn around slowly, you suddenly see two blinking eyes open up in the hood of the chest as teeth pop out around the rim of it. And the chest is actually a mimic, and it's now has you in its pseudopod tongue.
Help!
I'm afraid to say, to bite. So we go very quickly into combat situation. Our second combat since Kaskin blinded himself. Jenny, notice it because Yark spun around. Even though Kaskin is trying to get your attention, you notice it seconds before Yark does. So you get to go first.
Oh, okay. God, I don't know what to do. Okay, I know. Is there any way I could help Yark from this situation?
Yark's gone about 10 feet into the room, so he's out of reach unless you go into the room.
Okay, so push...
But the mimic is a monster, essentially.
Okay, so I push Kaskin away from me and I walk into the into the room. And I'm in the room and I see the monster, I guess, like, around Yark's hand. And
its tongue has wound itself around Yark's hand, and it's trying to pull him into the chest.
Can I stealthily approach it?
It's had all the time to see all of you.
Okay, all right. I guess I thought it was in a different room. Okay, I guess. Well,
so you got your spells.
I'm just seeing. I have a lot of spells that seem to be like large. Like I've got like burning stuff. I don't want to burn you. Okay, not again. You've been burnt once.
I'm just like glaring at Jenny as I'm waiting for.
Yeah, burning hands is kind of your nuclear option.
Yeah,
still.
No, and I don't want that. I don't want that.
I'm still attached to it, by the way. It's grabbing onto my hand.
Okay, I have this. Can I use the? No. I think I just have to attack, don't I? I don't think I can use the spell.
You got the frost spell, but you've also got your dagger. Yeah.
I think I'll have to attack with the dagger.
Okay, so you're going to make an attack for me?
So, 17? Is it the
17
hit?
That hits the mimic, yep.
Yep. And do I have to do anything else? I have to do
damage. How much damage?
Okay, cool, yeah. And 6.
Okay, 6. So you do 6 points of damage to the mimic. You realize that what looks like wood as you stab into the mimic's... form, what looks like the hard wooden bands is all illusion. It's actually very fleshy and, as I said, kind of upsetting. But so it takes the damage, but it still looks like it's got quite a bit of life left in it. And Yark, you're up next, and immediately I need you to make a grapple check for me, DC 13. So that's athletics.
Okay. I rolled a 21.
A 21. You tear your hand free, still holding the ring that was in its tongue, and you can spin around to face it. You've still got your action.
Okay, cool. I don't think there's going to be anything I can do really to distract it, so I'm just going to go for a close range melee dagger attack.
Yep.
So that is a... I rolled a war. Five. Okay.
Did you roll a one?
We rolled a one, so it's plus four.
Oh, no. So when you roll it, you've got to tell me when you roll a one in combat, because the same... We have critical hits, but we also have critical fumbles.
Okay, well, I rolled a one. It's a catastrophic failure.
Yuck spins around, grabs his dagger, and stabs into the mimic, and it bites down on his hand as he only just gets his hand out in time, but he loses the dagger, and you hear a chewing sound and a chomping, and then it spits a crumpled dagger into the corner of the room, and your dagger has been destroyed.
Oh, God.
Kaskin, you are up.
Do something!
What am I meant to do?
Do anything!
How is my vision? Am I still completely blind?
Your vision is you're starting to come back, but you still have, for this fight, for now, you still have
disadvantage. It's just shadows.
Yeah. Does he still not have his dagger? Did he ever get his dagger back?
My dagger's gone. I don't know.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, I'm going to...
Yeah, we just got the key. My bad.
Oh, we never got the dagger back.
I'm going to hear all this ruckus. I'm going to hear all this ruckus and kind of just being like, kind of smart, you know, I'm very smart. I kind of like run... Can I try to run in and... hold the mimic's mouth open so it can't attack for a while, so it skips a turn. I want to try to stop it by using my strength to stop it.
Yeah. So what you can do, and which you can always basically do, is you can try and help it basically interfere. So make for me a strength check.
Yep.
And yeah, it's a mimic. It's standing still, so we won't make you make disadvantage on this one.
I got a 25.
Okay, great. So the mimic is able to bite at you, and it does, as you try to tear its mouth as wide open as you can. And you take 3 points of damage from its gnashing teeth, but you hold it wide, and it now has disadvantage on its turn and its attack, which it's now having, and it lashes out with its pseudopod, but it can't get around Kaskin as it snaps and sort of bites angrily at you. And Janny, you're up next.
I want to... destroy it. Oh, really? I just don't know how to.
I mean, I'm not connected to it anymore.
The dagger worked. Frost magic will probably work. It's a monster. It only looks like a wooden chest.
Okay. I mean, like, just yeah, frost magic. Let's freeze it. And get rid of it. Let's blast. Okay. So do I just?
Yep. Just make that attack.
So 4+3. 4+3.
So that misses, unfortunately, if you rolled a 4. So your frost spell ricochets off the wall, unfortunately. Kaskin is still body blocking too much of it for you to get a clear line of sight as you sort of stalk around the back of the room trying to blast it with spells. Yark, you're next.
Is the monster still distracted on Kaskin?
It is, yeah.
Can I go for a stealth crossbow?
You absolutely can. So you draw your quick release crossbow and you fire off a shot.
Yep. And that is a 7 total.
No, you have advantage, remember, because it's distracted. In fact, Jenny had it as well. Sorry, I should have said, Kath, do you quickly want to roll one more frost attack?
Okay.
Because, yeah, while you have advantage, if you miss, you always get a free reroll.
11+3.
That does hit, so yeah, what's the damage?
So
remember when I said that the spell ricocheted off the wall? It then bounces twice more and hits the mimic in the back.
Oh, yes.
7 damage.
7. All right. And now, Yark, make your sneak attack.
Okay. I will roll. Oh, it's a 1!
Oh,
God! Oh, it's a 1! Oh, my God.
At least this is from... No, but is that what... You rolled twice. You didn't roll a 1 both times.
No, the first time. Okay, yes. No, the first time I rolled. I think it was 7 total.
7 total.
Yeah, so it was like 3+4.
So you rolled a 3 and a 1.
Pretty garbage. Oh.
You're lucky though, because a 1 would have meant that something happened to your crossbow. As it is, missed the shot. Okay. And Kaskin, you're right in there grappling with it, so you can fight it if you want, or you can keep trying to keep it open, letting it bite you, but holding it back.
Oh, God, big decision.
How much health have you got?
I'm low. I've only got 11 health. I'm close to death.
You have a health potion and stuff as well. Still have one more.
Kind of realizing that I can no longer hold it open because I'm, like, bruised and battered and doing more than my useless companions. I scoot back as far...
You've been blinded, yeah.
Yeah, I scoot back as far as I can. can, and I kind of like shoot back out of range of the chest, kind of almost behind my friends, and I try to blindly throw a spear as hard as I can in the general direction using the information I already know straight towards the chest. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
So blind, you run out of the cellar room and you throw a spear into it.
Yeah.
All right.
D&D has
rules for this. So I need you to make for me with disadvantage. You need to make... Oh, I won't make you do disadvantage because it's a mimic. It's a stationary monster and you do know where it is. But you need to beat the armor class of 12. But if you beat it by... So tell me what you roll, first of all.
Okay,
but
so
I'll tell you
should
now,
I roll...
You want to really miss if you're going to miss. Don't almost miss.
Should I roll for spear hit?
Yeah, this is what we'll call... Yeah, spear has a ranged attack.
I got a 19 to hit.
Okay. Kaskin, you spear through the mimic into the stone bench behind it and pinning it in place. Make it your damage roll.
Now damage... I rolled a 7.
A 7. All right. It howls in pain as it's pinned there by Kaskin's spear. Janny, you're up. It tries to attack, but actually no one's in range, and it's pinned back. It tries to pull back from the spear, and it can't. It's pinned into the back of the room. And so instead it lunges out with its pseudopod tongue, trying to reach someone a little bit further away, and it lashes out at Yark, but it misses Yark.
I say, what's happening?
Okay. So how close is it to being defeated, are you?
It's looking quite worse for wear now. It's a big monster. It's much bigger than the Devilkin was. But the it's looking, you know, it has, it's pierced by a spear. There's a dagger, a hole in its side. It's got a scorch bat on its back from the frost spell. It's, you know, not having a great time.
Oh, can I just stab it and just keep stabbing it?
You can, absolutely keep stabbing it. Okay. If you want to, you can probably, now that Kaskin's backed off, you can...
Oh, can I burn it?
Burning hands.
Oh, can I burn... I want to burn it. Let's burn.
All right. With fire, with cleansing fire. All right. So burning hands, it makes a dexterity save, which it fails. So just roll the damage. A lot of spells, you don't actually have to roll attack rolls.
It says 11. 3 plus
5
plus
3. 3d6 was 11? All right. Yeah. So... Suddenly, Janny steps forward in front of Yark, linking her thumbs together. She points both her hands out at the mimic, and a huge cone of fire blasts against the stone bench, completely blackening the stone wall behind it and turning the mimic into a cinder as it shrivels up. And the last thing that you see is the flailing pseudopod tongue spitting around, and then going slumping dead as the flame recedes, and also completely turning Kaskin's spear. Is your spear metal or wooden, Kaskin? What do you reckon?
I'd say...
Carefully.
I'd say it's...
Did you buy it?
It's metal, and it's the best thing in the world, and it can never be broken.
You know what? I did say that you had a fine... silver dagger. So let's
I got
say
nice stuff.
Kaskin's
I got nice stuff.
Stuff is nice.
You would have nice.
So
stuff.
You had a you have a nice metal spear. So it's black with soot, but it's still just as good as it was.
Okay, thank God.
As you grab it from the mimic, and Yark, you still have the ring in your hot little hand.
Oh, wasn't the ring fake? It was just the
Ring was bait.
Oh, okay.
But now that you look at it closely, it doesn't have a star sapphire set in it. It doesn't have the seal of Anatolia Grimm. It looks interesting, but this doesn't look like this is the ring she's looking for.
This isn't it. Okay, I'm going to put it on my finger anyway and say it's mine.
All right, you put the ring on your finger. Can you, Janny, make for me an arcana check?
There it is. 11.
11. You get the sense that there is some kind of restorative magic on the ring. It's not that noticeable to you, Yark, because you're not a magic user. But so you just sort of feel good when you put the ring on. But
yeah,
Janny, you look at it and you realize that it's doing something restorative.
Ooh, it's healing.
Restoration of some kind.
Doing something.
Give it to me!
Looks good on you, Yark.
Thank you.
on hearing them kind of talk about its restoration ability, on hearing that it has restoration ability, I'm kind of fumbling around trying to find my spear. I just let out a huge scream. Give the ring to me! Give the ring to me! I'm blind.
I attempt to kind of like play with the ring, but it's actually wedged onto my fingers. This is my fat little fingers, and now it's actually stuck on my ring.
Well,
finger.
In that case, Yar, congratulations! You have a ring of lesser restoration that will cure one condition a day: blinded, deafened, paralyzed. Or
blind. I am blind.
Excellent.
We're gonna lose the next fight. We're gonna die. We're all gonna die.
Oh, that's so good.
We're all gonna die. Oh,
you can write that on your character.
So dumb.
Well done, Daz.
Thank you.
You've got all the magic items so far.
Yeah, I'm just grabbing them. So I can restore one, like...
So once a day, it will cast lesser restoration on you, which means that doesn't give you any hit points back, but it cures one disease or one condition.
Okay, that's going to be helpful.
Yeah, remember that.
It's a ring of lesser restoration. So... Excellent. And it's stuck, wedged in on your fat little dwarf. Okay.
Before we exit the room, can I observe how is everyone like feeling health wise? Like, what are we all?
I'm 11.
Thank
I'm about to die.
We do have one.
You complain
more
a lot,
potion.
But 11 is not that different from like what Kath has at maximum.
I have 15.
True.
Yeah.
I play a lot more cocky than
what's your
fruity.
Max? What's your full health?
He's like 28.
Mine 28. 28 is my full health. I'm a fighter, so I'm.
It could be worth using.
I look at my health potion that I have, and I don't use it. I decide not to.
Yeah, sorry, Cascade. It's stuck on my finger.
Stuck there. Okay. Well, can we exit the room then and go to the other direction?
Yep. All right. So you're going to head further north underneath the house. And this is an archway, there's no doorway, and it opens up into what looks like is a library. And it looks like it was ransacked by someone leaving in a hurry. There are a lot of books are on the floor, and there are some scroll cases spilled about, and some of the shelves are very empty. But there are still many, many books in this space. Also some just like nice chairs and tables and old abandoned fireplace. This was somebody's sort of library study once.
Okay, can I proceed a little bit further in? Is there anything I can observe around the area? Anything that's...
You can make investigation check if you want.
Investigate the area.
If everyone wants to, you can all make investigation checks with disadvantage, Kaskin, because you're blind.
I've actually got the condition on blinded, so it puts it in for me.
Okay, that's great. That'll save some time.
It does. It's amazing. I hit a 4.
I rolled 18.
14.
Okay, 14. Kath, you can have advantage because this is a magical library, and this is like the place you studied.
Mm.
Did you study magic in like an academy? Or
yes, of course, an elite academy.
It's a backstory.
Harry Potter situation.
Yeah. It was best academy in the West.
What house were you in?
Oh, the Gold House.
Gold House. The best one. Okay, excellent. So so what did you roll, Kat?
A 14.
14. Okay, so I'm afraid to say Yark is once again the best treasure looter of the party. And you're the first one to notice a spell scroll case that doesn't seem to have the wax stopper broken on it, which suggests it probably still has a quite good magical scroll in it.
I want to walk over to it and pick it up and observe it and see if there's anything I can get from it.
It's got magical runes on it, which suggests that it has some... you can't read arcane runes.
Can I pass it to Janny and see if she can make anything out from it?
Absolutely,
I'm gonna hand it over to her.
Yeah.
So, Janny, do you want to make a quick arcana check?
Yeah. A 12.
A 12? It's... Okay, so it's a arcane spell. It looks like it's something that you could probably learn, that you could transcribe into your own arcane trickster spellbook.
Yeah.
And it's for a spell that you haven't seen before, but it's called Booming Blade.
Ooh.
It's a cantrip.
So can I learn that?
Once you have time to sit and learn it, okay, you'll be able to. So you can have it for now.
Oh, okay.
So it's a scroll of Booming Blade. And this has taken about an hour, by the way, while you're searching in the library. You've also found a bunch of books about the history of the family Harpel. And you rolled a 19, is that right?
Yeah, for me.
And everybody now quickly make a perception check for me.
Perception. Yep.
Yeah.
I got a
20.
7.
15.
20. All right. 20. Yark, as you're sort of looking over the shoulder of Kath while she's sort of scanning, Jani, as she's scanning this scroll for details on the spell, you suddenly realize that you can hear, trying to keep soft, footsteps that are walking down the corridor that you came towards you.
Can I see anything with my dwarven vision?
Your dark vision? You want to sneak up to the door?
Yeah, can I sneak a bit closer and see if I can see anything?
Make for me with advantage because of your boots of elvenkind, a little stealth check.
Yep. Stealth. That is a 12 on the first roll. 15.
Okay, so Yark, you walk towards the door and you peek your head through the door, and you can see three figures in red and gold jerkins heading down the corridor. These are red lancers, and they haven't spotted you yet, but they obviously know that they're coming to confront someone because they're sneaking as carefully as they can, just not good enough for you not to hear them. And there is a half-orc fighter with a big battle axe. There is what looks like a small halfling in a black hooded cloak with two crossbands of daggers around his chest, throwing daggers. And there is a sort of sallow-faced, pale-looking wizard who you... an elf, the one that you actually saw outside that was standing next to Jostick.
Can I motion for my party to kind of sneak over to me as well?
Yep. You guys don't need to make checks because Yark's already spotted it, so you all creep over. You have a few moments to do something if you want, but they're going to be right on you soon.
Okay. Hey, what do we do?
What's happening?
Oh, sorry. It's been an hour, Kaskin, and your eyesight is not great. You're sort of seeing in monochrome, but you can see again. It's getting better and better.
Can I take off my blinded? Yes!
Yes, but if you do something that requires perceiving colors, that's not going to work.
Okay.
Colorblind.
I'm colorblind.
So I guess you don't know that they're red lancers.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like... I kind of like... Who are these guys? What are they doing here? Who are they?
I think they're the ones that we're trying to compete with for the ring. They might have it.
I whisper to Vazza, I say, how do you know?
I can see, because I can see well. You can't, see well. Yeah, okay. I can still see well.
I ask Baz, I kind of like ask Baz and Jenny.
Yark.
Yark. If it's the guy from outside the tavern, if it's the big fella, like the captain guy that grabbed my pole arm.
Without even checking, I just reluctantly say, yes, I think so. I think that's him.
I say, I'm gonna throw a spear. I say to Baz and Jack, I'm gonna throw a spear at his head. And I'm kind of like staring at them.
This went so bad for you last time.
And I've got my spear in my hand. But I haven't done anything yet.
All right, now, so this is your moment to do something. So if you want to, otherwise they're going to arrive at the library. They're about 15 feet down the corridor right now.
I would like to kind of stop Kaskin from doing something and use my stealth advantage to actually be able to do something.
Yep.
What do you mean potion?
Someone heal me.
I'm gonna give me a ring.
Give me a ring. Someone give me a potion. I'm the tank. We have won every fight.
I'm the tank. I'm a 30 max health.
While they're fighting.
I decide that they're going to be too much of a menace, and I like walk to another part, like sneak away from to another part of the room.
All right. So make a stealth check for me, Jani.
Yeah. Okay, 25.
Okay, so Jani quickly
I'm so far away.
While the two of you are arguing at a level where it's soon, I'm going to give them a perception check because I think you're starting to make a noise. And one of the, unfortunately, the halfling who has very keen ears puts his hand up and the three of them stop. And the half-orc says, "We know you're in there, cowards. Get out here and fight. Give us the ring, and you can leave with your lives."
I
Kaskin and I kind of comedically swivel around to face them.
Yeah, like we pop our heads up, and like walk out to have a conversation. We don't look threatening at all, and I say,
"Because it's a human and a dwarf, like the heads, like one is above the other head."
Yeah. I say out to them. We don't have the ring yet, and I'm blind. I'm a little blind. Does anybody? Could you help us? I'm kind of like asking for help.
Oh, you're asking for their help.
I'm asking
well,
for their help.
If you don't have the ring, they confer with each other and they go, "Well, if you don't have the ring, I guess we'll just take everything you have on you, hand it all over. This is a stick."
Wait! Before they do that, I raise my hand. I say,
"Stop!
I have it." I have it, and it's bound to me. And if you hurt me, I'll
disintegrate.
It's gone.
I nudge him and I say, "Disintegrate."
It disintegrates. And if you touch me, it breaks. If you touch me, that's the curse that laid on me. And if anyone touches me,
as Yark is talking, I'm kind of ever so slowly walking a little bit behind him. So if they attack, they're gonna go for Yark first. So I've got this small little dwarf man just in front of me, and kind of like got my hand on his shoulder, staring at the enemy, kind of.
All right, well, make for me a deception check, Yark.
Deception.
Right. Come on!
Oh, 15! 15!
Enough! All right. They look at you and they see you're wearing a golden ring and they're a bit uncertain and they say, "Well, then I guess you're coming with us then. Put your weapons down and come forward and Brazik, get the manacles." And Brazik starts looking in his backpack and pulls out a pair of iron manacles.
I kind of motion to Jani, yeah, maybe Jani, this could be Jani, a good opportunity while he's distracted.
I kind of whisper.
It is at that moment you realize that Jani has snuck away.
Kaskin yells out, "Isom!"
I scream at the top of my voice, "Isom!" And then I like look around and Jani's gone.
We just both look at each other.
Oh God!
They look at you a little bit confused, and then, but then, because nothing happens, they grab the manacles and they throw them onto the ground in front of you. They're still standing about 15 feet away.
Oh, what are we gonna do, Daddy?
What are they going to do? Three adventurers, one hidden, two being stared down by Sweetwine, the halfling rogue. Demeter Snood the wizard and Brazik the half-orc fighter, red lancers who have been sent to succeed where they will doubtlessly fail in pursuit of the Widow Grimm's magical ring on a quest that will see our friends thrown out of the small town of Long Saddle. No doubt, this is the end of an adventuring party. This is their final moment. Or can they triumph? To find out, tune in to the next episode of All In D&D.
We're all gonna die.
Yay. All right, we're gonna survive.
Jenny, do something.